Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right. Welcome everybody. I'm Nicholas. I'm joined by, well, I really have nothing. I should have thought of some zingers, but think I'm beginning to turn the beginning of this episode, these episodes into the beginning of Media Pod Smash, where I just talk about where I should have a zinger, but I don't. As always, I'm joined by Jeremy,
Yeah.
and I'm joined by Justin.
Woo.
All right. How was everybody's week?
It was
Meh.
okay. My
About the
knee
same.
has blown up to the proportions of a small orange, so I'm a little bit concerned, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh, well, welcome
So
to the.
your knee is a cutie?
Yes. Well, welcome to the world of bad knees.
Fuck.
I've had three arthroscopic knee surgeries, so yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, I've held on for so long without any problems, and now it's just all falling. It's coming unraveled.
I see I fractured a kneecap, so we're all there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. What do we want to start with here? Let's talk about some. Oh, that's not the one I wanted to open. All right, what do we got here? We got a little bit of news. Let's talk about that Asteroid City trailer that I sent you guys.
Yes.
I know I myself am a giant Wes Anderson fan. I think I know that Jeremy is.
Yeah.
Justin, I don't know how you feel about Wes Anderson.
Hit or miss.
I didn't know that Wes Anderson was doing a new movie, but like 2 seconds into the trailer, I'm like, if this isn't Wes Anderson, somebody's doing a Wes Anderson ripoff.
Yeah, for sure.
When I first seen what you said, I was expecting a movie. Is it about Asteroids, the game?
No.
Because that's where my mind went. Because they did Battleship and all those. I was like, oh, they're making a movie about asteroids.
How dare
And then
you
I
clump him in with that same piece of shit
watched the
battle.
trailer and I was like, this is not that.
No,
Yeah.
I mean I like a good Wes Anderson film. Like, I mean The French Dispatch, that last one he did, I watched it. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't my favorite. Like, I'm still, I mean, Rushmore, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, like those are still my absolute favorite Wes Anderson movies. But what was it, Moonrise Kingdom, the one with the little kids and the Boy Scouts? Like
Yeah.
that one was a lot of fun. The Hotel.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, the Grand Budapest Hotel, that was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Like I said, the last one, The French Dispatch, was it was all right. Like, it wasn't my favorite, but
I didn't see that one. What
yeah.
about the Isle of the Dogs? Did you see that one?
That is somehow one that I keep missing. Like, I've
Yeah.
seen every other Wes Anderson movie but that one. Like, I've only watched the Darjeeling Limited one once, so I must not have liked it very much. But
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think, I enjoy a good weird, just fun movie with, you might have to think a little bit about, but it's not going to be like, it's not going to be heavy special effects. It's going to be heavy dialogue and a lot of, quick cuts, and what you're getting when you get Wes Anderson.
Right. Perfect frames.
Yeah.
Had a lot of people in that one too.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other thing. I was like, wait, Jason Schwartzman, so and so, so and so, so and so. Yeah, this is the Wes An yeah, this is the Wes Anderson cast list. And then I see that Tom Hanks is now joining in on the Wes Anderson. That's a new one to the Wes Anderson group, but can't go wrong with that. So, but
Yeah.
you just because you were talking about that, you thought it maybe was going to be about the video game Asteroids. Have either of you encountered the trailer for Tetris?
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
So I haven't watched the trailer, but that's what I thought of when it said Asteroids. I was like, oh, now they're making a
Okay.
game for this.
I saw the trailer for Tetris, and I'm guessing now because I know the rules and I didn't follow them. Any movie that I want to bring up, I should send to you.
Yep.
That's all we ask.
I well, so they made a movie about Tetris. And at first you're like, oh God, Battleship was so bad. How can you possibly be making a movie about Tetris? Apparently, the creation of the video game Tetris is like this crazy story that like has barely ever been talked about. Like them getting it from Russia into America, like it is.
Yeah, the guy was trying to like escape from, isn't it communist Russia at the time? When he created the game as a way to try to escape, when he was supposed to be developing other like Russian technology or codes.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to watch the movie to find out exactly, but and then take it with a grain of salt because this is based on real events. It's, how much of it was accurate or not,
Right.
but yeah, who knew the game of Tetris almost started an international incident?
Interesting.
Right. Have you seen anything about the new Captain America movie?
Nope.
There is some casting news. So Captain
Who
America New
is going to play Sam Fisher?
Sam Fisher.
Sam Fisher. That one dude who played Bane.
Nice.
Why
Captain,
Sam Fisher though?
I don't know, first name that popped into my head, and
That's
Nicholas confusion was like,
right, yeah, because it's not Sam Fisher, it's now
Sam Wilson, Sam.
I just
Yeah.
like the name Sam Fisher because Jeremy knew who I was
I
talking
mean, I
about.
would love a Splinter Cell movie. That would be awesome. I'd be rock hard for that.
Right, so we're talking about the Anthony Mackie who plays the Falcon taking over officially as Captain America, which we saw at the end of Falcon Winter Soldier. The movie's going to be called New World Order. But
Awesome.
Hulk Hogan's gonna be in it.
hopefully. But
Sam Myers.
the cast list has some interesting confirmations. Tim Blake Nelson, who I guarantee you guys both know him. Like if you saw a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, that guy. He was in the Hulk movie with Ed Norton, where he was at by the end of the movie, he became the leader, one of the big bad Hulk, care. Like he's infected, but he's super smart.
Oh, that guy.
Liv Tyler, who was also in that movie as Betty Ross, will be coming back as Betty Ross.
That's cool.
So basically, like they're tying this Ed Norton Hulk movie that has pretty much been ignored until She-Hulk. Now they're tying it way into the new Captain America movie, but they're not, like, so far, there's been no talk of a Hulk character being in the movie, like Hulk himself, like what's his name there? The guy from Racine who's now
Mark
man.
Ruffalo.
Yes, Mark Ruffalo. Wow.
Racine, Kenosha, one of those.
Oh man, my brain. There's something wrong with it. I need to get it going again. I'm forgetting all kinds of names and anyway, but the biggest surprise on the cast list that they were like they kind of tried to hide in there. Harrison Ford
All right.
cool
Dr. Jones is coming into the mix.
is taking over as Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh, okay.
So, but you guys know what in the comic books and in the cartoons, who Thunderbolt Ross becomes, right?
Red Hulk?
Red Hulk.
Yeah.
So when the
It's
man
an interesting choice for Harrison Ford.
yeah. So that leads me to believe that Ruffalo or some or the end of Captain America New World Order is definitely going to be setting up for possibly World War Hulk or some sort of big Hulk story. Because I mean, they set up with the end of She-Hulk bringing in Scar, Hulk's son, setting up that storyline.
Oh,
good spoilers. Thanks.
Yeah, you had your time. You
How
had your
dare you?
chance.
How dare you, sir? We have only made it into like the second episode.
So yeah, I'm very curious now. I mean, I was gonna go see the Captain America movie anyway, because I would say hands down the Captain America trilogy of First Avenger, Civil War, and the no the, there was First Avenger, the second one, and then
Winter
good.
Soldier.
Good Lord, was it just called Winter Soldier? I'm seriously at this point right now having a mental breakdown, and it's live on the podcast. So you guys are here for it. But yeah, that trilogy is probably one of the strongest trilogies of any comic book movie, where like,
It's so strong you can't remember the names of the movies.
yeah, well, I remember two of them.
There's a lot.
I'm two thirds of the way there. Come on. But
I was
yeah, I
just
mean,
about to ask why William Hurt couldn't come back, and now I looked that up and I realized he's dead.
yeah, that was, I forgot William's Hurt name, and that's why I just kind of tried to gloss over that, because I didn't want to bring up the fact that I also forgot his name. I'm gonna need to start taking some Ginkgo biloba or do something, because man, my memory is bad.
TV has finally rotted your brain.
I don't know. I don't know if it's TV or video games or
Just stick your
a.
finger in an outlet. You'll be fine.
Okay,
Yeah,
all right.
they should reboot the system.
That'll recharge it.
Age, one of the three. But that's, I mean, it's a weird choice. Like, Harrison Ford is obviously a great actor, but knowing what the character of Thunderbolt Ross, who he becomes, it seems like such a weird choice. Like, because William Hurt was already kind of on the older side, so it was going to be difficult for him to be Red Hulk. Like, obviously, it's a green screen character. You just slap a costume on him, or you slap another actor in a green suit and throw him on set. But still, like, there's gonna be a little bit of, the Hulk out, like, oh, don't, So
How
it seems
old
it's,
is Harrison Ford these
he's
days?
80.
yeah,
Woo.
right, yeah.
Any minute now could be that could be it.
Retirement
right, so,
Hulk.
right, so we're already sitting, like, we've already replaced Thunderbolt Ross once, and now we're in a scenario where we might be replacing him a second time,
Yeah, it's
So it just,
crazy.
I feel like maybe they should have gone a little younger.
Like mid-60s younger, maybe
Maybe, or just somebody who, they could just
early
ditch,
70s.
slap some makeup on and make him look older in the movies, but he's really young enough to actually do some of the stuff. But granted, Hollywood 80 for Harrison Ford probably means he's like, real world 60, 65. Because he has money, so he has access to way better medical treatment. Because here at 44, I can't remember the name of Captain America Winter Soldier. So,
That's fair. They should have casted William H. Macy. He's a spry 73 years old.
there. William H. Macy's gonna make his way into a comic movie one of these days, but I don't think it's a Red Hulk is the character I want to see him in.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who he'd be perfect for? And here again, we're trying to remember a character's name who I just watched the 90s Hulk cartoon, because there was only like 20 episodes. So I took a couple weeks and burned through that. Like, Neil McDonough and Lou Ferrigno did the voice of Hulk, and Matt Fuhrer did the leader, and Mark Hamill did the voice of Mor not Morlock. Morlock is somebody else. little like troll guy. Like that would be perfect for William H. Macy.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, so I mean, I know you're kind of on a an anti-superhero kick, but does that get you interested knowing that Harrison Ford is joining a comic book movie?
No.
No. All right.
What's it gonna take, Justin?
I don't know.
Guardians 3?
That one I'll probably be into.
That's here pretty soon.
Good.
Because I think
It's usually around our birthday.
yeah, it is.
Ooh.
I think it's a couple days after my birthday. So
You
speaking
mean a
of
couple days before my birthday?
I'm older, so I'm more important. But there's a good chance I'll forget. So,
Your birthday or the movie?
either one, really. I mean, there's
You remember what you ate today?
yes, I do.
Okay, that's good. That's
I
good.
had some steak and chicken fajitas.
Nice. All right.
Well, since we're on comic book movies, let's talk about an old comic book movie, one that we just as soon forget, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Jonah Hex.
Gross.
Yeah.
Jonah Hex.
Josh Brolin was doing an interview for some other movie that he's doing. That's not important. It doesn't matter. But he said, and I quote, he still owes people for getting them involved in Jonah Hex.
All
Because
right.
basically he's like they had him on board first, and then a bunch of people dropped out last minute, and they were like, listen, if we don't get a director and replace some of this cast in like 2 weeks, we'll have to can the movie altogether. So he called in some favors and called in some friends and brought him into the movie. And well, I mean, I think we all know when we did that worst comic book movie ever bracket, Jonah Hex got voted on pretty far in that one. I mean, I don't remember how far it got, but it was on the bracket, so I mean, it's obviously already pretty bad. But yeah, so basically he's like, I'm still apologizing and I still owe people favors because of how bad Jonah Hex was.
Wow. This
Now,
many years later.
if only we could get some people to apologize for Batman or Robin.
He shouldn't have said that, because maybe those people have forgotten. It's been so long. He could have
Wait,
gotten away with
I was in that movie. That's right.
it.
Hey, Josh, old buddy.
Yeah, ring ring.
Well, is he doing anything these days that people could call him up and be like, hey, I want in on that?
I read the interview, but not carefully enough to know why he was apologizing for it.
All
So
right.
I assume he's got some movie or TV show that he's promoting that, otherwise, why would you be doing an interview where you're like, hey, remember that movie that I just assumed everybody forget that I did 15 years ago or 10 years, 12 years ago, whenever it was? Yeah.
However long ago.
Yeah. Like, let's pretend it didn't happen. No, I'm going to apologize for it again.
Yeah. He has to apologize in every interview for the rest of his life.
Has there ever been a movie that bad where literally every interview? Well, I mean, it didn't end his career, because I would assume that if a movie was that bad where you would have to apologize for it in every interview, like you would just your career would be over. But
I don't know.
I guess if it was that bad, you just never release it and pretend like you didn't make it, right? Hide it in a vault somewhere and just make people on a podcast talk about like, hey, I wonder if they'll ever release that movie.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
that's exactly the one I was thinking of.
that clown movie.
All right. One last news story before we get to some fun and games. Ryan Coogler, director of the last, well, two of the three Creed movies, the last two Black Panther movies, and a movie called Fruitvale Station. I'm not sure if he's done anything else, but he's got a strong, strong resume. Is making the jump over to TV. He is apparently going to be rebooting the X-Files.
Okay.
All right.
I hope they do it in the fashion that like this new Quantum Leap reboot is, where it's more of just kind of a continuation of the story. They're just picking it up like 20 years later and like, you know, getting deeper into the mythology of time travel and stuff like that, where Quantum Leap, so they didn't, they're not just like, it's not like where, like we say the Magnum PI reboot, where they're just like, forget everything that happened. We're starting back over with zero, and this guy's now Magnum PI. They, you know, the Quantum Leap is like, hey, this other story that happened, now we're just deepening the mystery and getting further into what was happening. Kind of hoping that, because X-Files is one of my favorite shows. So I would hate to see them just be like, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, that never happened. Here's a whole new thing. I hope that they're like, these are two or three new people that are joining in the X-Files. You know,
One of them is like Mulder's kid that found this file and got interested or something.
right. Yeah, something like that. Like the FBI is like, we need to reopen the X-Files and, you know, bring in a new group, you know. That I'm cool with it with that, because like at first I was like, no, leave it alone, don't touch it. I don't need, you know, a reboot of X-Files. But then I was like, man, but Ryan Coogler did so good with Black Panther, and him and Michael B. Jordan did so good in bringing the Rocky franchise into the modern era when they rebooted it with Creed, that I'm like, okay, I will give you a couple of episodes before I'm like, no, I'm out, or I'm in. You know, he's done enough good that I trust that he could potentially do good with it. Still leery, but
Sure. Yeah,
optimi
I'm interested.
optimistic.
I'm trying a new thing. I'm trying to be optimistic.
All right.
Trying to continue this, you know, positivity train that we should be on instead of the negativity train that we used to be on.
Oh, I never got off that train. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Well, I probably never did either, but you know, we can always pretend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What can we shit on next?
Well, I don't think we're going to shit on anything. It is the best time of the year. It is
Draft season.
the couple days ago, we had opening day, which is one of the best days of the year. Both the Brewers and the Angels lost opening day, but we have both then since won both games. So we're 2-1. We're on a crash course collision to face each other in the World Series.
All
Because, you know,
right.
we're still 159 games left in the season, but I'm going to go ahead and call it. This is
What are the odds you're giving us on that?
let's see if it's out of 100, like 3%.
Right.
Just because it's a long season. I mean, every team is one injury away from a 20-game losing streak, or, you know, one trade away from a 20-game winning streak, or, you know, I mean, you never know. Just because Yelich breaks a leg doesn't mean, you know, that somehow the Brewers don't get better, you know,
I don't know.
or
I was ready to blow it up after the first shutout loss of the year to the Cubs. I was like, blow it up. Try again
see.
next year.
And I saw that out of the Brewers fans, and I saw that out of the Angels fans, and it's like, guys, this isn't the NFL where the first season, the first game you lost, like you're automatically behind the eight ball. There's a
What
hundred.
happens if the Brewers and Angels just kind of talk some stuff out and make a super team?
I mean, that would be all right by me. I mean, I'm already a
They'll
die.
all come to the Brewers.
I mean, that would make life way easier for me since I'm a diehard Angels fan. And you know, I enjoy the Brewers. I mean,
Perfect. We'll get Trout and Ohtani for Jesse
I mean,
Winkler. Perfect trade, straight up.
well, I mean, is the entire Angels franchise moving to Milwaukee?
No, just the good players. They're going to make one super team. We're going to trade for the good players, and we're going to trade you back the bad players.
But the Angels will still exist.
Yeah, they're just going to be bottom of the barrel team.
I mean, that's how my fanship as that franchise was for most of my life. So, I mean, you know, I don't root for the names on the back of the jersey as I much I do root for the name on the front of the jersey. Like, I mean,
That's deep.
Trout and Ohtani are two of my favorite players, but man, and I'm gonna throw out some old names that I know at least one of you won't know, but Wally Joyner, Chili Davis, Brian Downing, like those are my guys. Those are who I grew up with. I mean, that would be like if I was like to start, you guys were start to name Brewers from the late 80s, early 90s.
It'd be like early mid 90s,
Yeah.
like Geoff Jenkins.
Right. I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Otani.
see, I know some, I
Corey
mean,
Hart.
because I've,
John Jaha.
yeah.
Jeremy Burnett.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, that would, I mean, I do, I mean, I would
Gary
still,
Sheffield.
Gary Sheffield. What a blowhard. But I mean, obviously, I mean, if somehow the Brewers managed to trade for Trout and Ohtani, I would probably, root for the Brewers a little harder than I would normally. But when in a couple weeks when I go see the Brewers play the Angels, I've got my seats already. I've got my parking pass already. I will be wearing my Angels jersey.
You wear that to every game, regardless of who they play.
That is also true. Even if I'm in a stadium that's not, even in the American League, which I guess the Brewers are because they're National League. So yeah, I'll even do it at a minor
Yeah.
league team.
Brewers Twins, and he's wearing an Angels jersey.
Yes, that is true. I did that. But we don't really do, we do fantasy football. We talk about fantasy football and we do the March Madness bracket. But we don't really get into fantasy baseball. I'll tell you why I don't get into fantasy baseball.
It's too much.
That is the biggest reason.
I've
But
done it once.
unlike in football, I can't be objective. Like in football, I can be objective. Yeah, I hate the Cowboys, but if a Cowboy will help me win, I'll draft. Where I know a lot of Packer fans will not touch a Viking or a Bear, like I don't care. If you'll help me win, I'll pick you up on your team. I have a really hard time in fantasy baseball accepting any Texas Ranger or Seattle Mariner or
All right.
so like I
What
can't
about
be
the
very,
Yankees?
I would have a hard time picking up a Yankee. I would do it, but I would, they're just, I cannot be as objective as you need to be in fantasy sports to win. So I thought of, because at the heart of this podcast, or at least at the heart of what we have become, we have grown into, we are a bracket cast. We thrive on making brackets. So I
Yes.
made a fantasy baseball bracket, but fantasy as in fantasy fictional baseball. So, I left off like the Cubs from like Rookie of the Year, or the Indians from Major League, or the Angels from Angels in the Outfield. Like, if they represented a real team, even in a fantasy scenario where like they're Angels helping you win baseball, or a kid
Yeah.
can, a 12-year-old kid can break his arm and become the fastest thrower of all time.
I see you left Danny McBride from Eastbound Down off the list too.
Yeah, I did, and I probably it. I left it to 16 teams, so there's a lot of teams I left off.
Fair.
I tried to pick teams that I thought you guys were somewhat aware of. I know I might have to explain a few, but I did not seed them by any real imagination. The first round is supposed to be like similar team, similar concepts. So TV, movies, classic, animated, and so on and so forth. So with our first round, we'll just get two of the biggest out of the way. From kids' movies, I went the Bad News Bears versus the Bench Warmers.
Which Bad News Bears team are you going with?
When I think Bad News Bears, I think the Walter Matthau version, not the Billy Bob Thornton version, but you can pick whatever version makes you happy. Because I mean
Okay.
they're pretty much the same. I mean one movie is way better, but
Right. Well, going on that concept where I could pick the movie, the Bad News Bears, I will pick Benchwarmers.
ultimately, it didn't matter.
Didn't matter. That's just such a good movie. Didn't they make a second one that was not good?
I have never bothered to watch it all the way through. I've only seen a few minutes here or there, and I was like, yeah, I don't. One of these days, maybe
I really like Benchwarmers. I remember seeing it in theaters and everything, and
yeah,
good time.
it's really underrated. It really is. Like, it's such a good movie, and it's got a good message and good heart.
Yeah.
Is Benchwarmers the movie with the fake ID? I am 12.
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny. I like that. I think I'm gonna go with Bad News Bears, specifically the old one. I mean, that's great attitude. Underage drinking and swearing. It's my style.
Was.
Was my style.
This one, I built the bracket, so I did it to myself. Is pretty hard because I do love Benchwarmers, but Bad News Bears is such a classic, and you know it's hard to root against the lovable losers that the Bad News Bears are. So, I think I'm gonna go Bad News Bears, although I really, you
All
know,
right, we're starting the flipping early.
yeah. All right, and then this one might take a little explanation. We've got. This one just got put together because I had two teams left over and I had nothing else to put it up against. So I put the, what is that? Oh yeah, the Gashouse Gorillas and the Teetotalers. So the teams from Bugs Bunny versus the Roswell Grays, a team from the X-Files.
Okay.
I'll give Jeremy a little time to look this up.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going with the gorillas because isn't that the episode where Bugs Bunny says he can beat the whole team by himself? So he's
I
like
think
playing every position.
so.
Yeah, I believe that's
Yeah,
the one.
he is.
That's my vote. I didn't watch a whole lot of X-Files, so I'm not familiar with the episode or the any of the episodes maybe where they talk about it.
I know at
But
least one episode.
is it a team of aliens?
No, I
All
believe
right,
it
I'm
was.
done. It's the
Okay.
gorillas. Now, if you're talking about a bunch of aliens playing baseball, we got something going here.
We will get to that later on the list. Yes.
Perfect.
I think I got to stay on brand here and say the Roswell Grays.
I'm gonna go with gorillas,
Okay.
because I like Bugs Bunny. And
Who doesn't?
all right, this one should be a pretty obvious matchup. It's the DC bracket. When I was doing research. Marvel, because it's set in the real world, only ever talks about real baseball teams. DC, because they're in like another world, has invented a whole sports leagues. So you have the Gotham Knights versus the Metropolis Meteors. So
What a stupid name.
basically, do you prefer Batman or Superman?
Batman. Although I don't know why anyone chose the Gotham. It seems like a shithole.
Sure, Gotham Knights.
All right, Gotham it
But
is.
where's your
Clean
vote, Nicholas? Clean?
sweep. I would go Batman as well. All right, this one, I put more on the bracket for Jeremy than either
Ooh.
of us, but I put the Electabuzz from Pokemon versus the O-Town Zeros,
Hell yeah.
which I'm hoping Jeremy knows the reference there.
I do. Yeah, that's from Rocco.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Hell
So,
yeah. Jeremy, would you like to get us started? yeah, I'm gonna go with the O-Town Zeros, especially because I don't even remember the Electabuzz. That must have been after I stopped watching Pokemon. But great episode. Rocko loses his ball because it gets shredded by Mr. Big Head.
Nice. I'm gonna go with the O-Town Zero as well.
Okay, then I guess it
More
doesn't.
of a Rocko fan than a Pokemon fan, so
I
I'm going that route.
would go, it'd be a clean sweep there too, because I do enjoy Rocko's Modern Life, and I've never watched any Pokemon, so
All
All
right.
right. Here we have our classic bracket. We have our classic matchup. We have the Mudville Nine, the team from the classic poem of Casey at the Bat, versus the St. Louis Wolves, the team from the classic Abbott and Costello Who's on First reference skit.
Is that timeless, you think? Or will
Yeah, because
people soon forget that?
I don't know if people even know the reference anymore, but I still hear people like you still hear commercials where they're like, "Who's on first?" Or oh, there's like there's this what there's now this like What's Up, like shop in town. They're like, "What's up?" Like there's so many references. Like people still parody it, whether they even know they're parodying it or not. Like I mean that Abbott and Costello, I mean that it's in that skit is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Like they sell like merchandise based off just that sketch. That's how, you know, big it is.
That's
And
amazing.
then obviously Casey at the Bat is, you know, pretty iconic by itself too. So
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I'll go with the St. Louis Wolves.
I think I'll go with the same one.
I will as well. I really like the Abbott Costello one. That is a classic bit.
Casey at the Bat teaches you don't be cocky.
Right. Okay.
Which
Here
we
we
aren't on this podcast. We're humble.
here are your team of aliens. You have the new New York Mets from Futurama's Blurns Ball versus the Springfield Isotopes. The consistent, constant running joke in The Simpsons.
Yeah. How they're terrible.
Ooh.
That's not the one with all the ringers. That was the softball league.
That was the softball league. They might have also been Springfield Isotopes because that's just.
They were part of a nuclear plant softball team, so I don't think they're the Isotopes are the ones that have like Babe Ruth the third or something.
Oh no, Hank Aaron, the 27th or whatever. That was the Blurns ball.
No,
Because he was.
Springfield has Babe Ruth the something because he's the
Oh,
one that
man.
like bunts the ball.
Oh,
Calls a
maybe.
shot and it's a bunt.
But yeah. It's the Springfield Isotopes. I mean, it's just the Simpsons have been on for 30 plus years now, and I think there's a reference to them like all the time. You know, like every
Yeah.
season there's at least one reference to them. So but then, the Blurns Ball episode is a classic episode.
Is that when
So
Leela gets to be the pitcher and she starts hitting people?
yeah, since she becomes the worst Blurns Ball player of all time.
Yes.
She pitched like 107 innings without recording a single out or something like that.
I'm gonna have to go. Jesus, this is probably with the Isotopes. I mean, they've been making references to him for so long. Simpsons are one of the longest running shows ever. So they'll get my vote based on that.
I mean, I love both the shows. Futurama is one of my all-time favorites, but I think I was leaning the same way you were. I mean, I just, I still watch The Simpsons every Sunday, like once a week. So
Really?
yeah, I haven't missed an episode in 35 years or whatever they're up to now. So,
Wow. Oh man. I guess I'd probably vote the same way, but that's tough. That's a tough one.
All right. Then this one I did more for since I gave Jeremy one, I had to give Justin one. I went with the Morristown Freckers from the underrated show Bruckheimer versus the Santa Barbara Seabirds from I know one of Justin's favorite shows, Psych.
Yes, probably my favorite show. That's the one with oh, why can't I think of his name? Glover. Danny Glover's the coach in
I
that
have
one, in that episode.
I've never watched Psych. I need to. It's on the list, but I just know you love it, so I put it on the
They're
list for you.
all on Peacock every season. The last season not as good as the other ones. And I've never seen the other show. The Hank Azaria show.
Oh,
That
I thought
was.
you was it Jeremy that had watched Brockmire then?
Not me.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess I know how this is getting voted. All
It's like it is.
Sure, why not?
right. Well, I'm going to vote Frackers just because, so it's not a clean sweep, but. All right. And then we have. Now, this is the one it's more for me because I'm not sure. Well, one of these movies I know for a fact Jeremy Justin has seen. I don't know if Justin or Jeremy has seen either one of them. We have the New York Knights from the classic baseball movie, The Natural, the Robert Redford one with the Wonder Bat. And then
Reference to in The Simpsons.
referenced in The Simpsons. And you have the Hackensack Bulls from Brewster's Millions.
Okay. I've seen The Natural.
Okay,
All right.
I'm actually kind of surprised by that. Not just because I didn't, I mean, I know you do watch older movies, but I just
Yeah.
didn't figure that one would have been up your alley.
And I've seen Brewster's Millions.
That one I knew you had seen because I think we've talked about it.
Yeah. It's the Bulls. It's Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Okay. That's how I was going to go as well. I mean, the Natural is obviously like it's that classic movie, and there's so many references to it with the blowing this, the Wonder Bat, the blowed up lights, and but Brewster's Millions is just a better movie. Like, all right. So now we're back up to the Bad News Bears versus the Gas House Gorillas. You got a bunch of kids drinking beer and cussing versus Bugs Bunny.
Oh, who's starting this one off?
Bad News Bears.
The gorillas.
I'm gonna go Bears as well. All right, now we have Batman, the Gotham Knights versus Rocko's Modern Life's O Town Zeros.
I mean, I like to ironically see the zeros go all the way, so I'm gonna vote zeros.
I'm going to vote for the zeros as well.
Okay, I was going to go Batman, but O Town it is.
Well, I mean, you don't really see a whole lot with the Batman stuff. You know, it
Well,
exists.
I mean, like, I know they would do in the episodes of the Batman, the animated series, like, he would have to, like, go save a baseball player. Or, I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know. It was just, all right.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Marcos, all right. So, St. Louis Wolves, Abbott and Costello versus the Springfield Isotopes. Definitely two of the oldest references on. Well, I guess Bad News Bears is pretty old, but so we got classic versus classic. We kept that matchup going.
Instinctually, I want to go with the isotopes. I think I know more of the isotopes than I know with the whole skit. I know the skit, but I know more about the Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, as much as I love the Who's on First sketch, like I said, I think I'm gonna, I mean, I feel like my love of The Simpsons has been well documented on the history of this show, so I'm maybe more of just a glutton for punishment than anything else, but All right, so now we have the Santa Barbara Seabirds from Psych versus the Hackensack Bulls from Brewster's Millions. Now, you didn't say, have you seen Brewster's Millions, Jeremy?
I've never seen that movie, actually.
Have you seen
Okay.
Psych?
No.
All right.
Whose uniform is better?
I feel like Jeremy's going to be the deciding factor on this one. Because I
Okay.
assume Nicholas is going with the Bulls and I'm going with the Seabirds.
That is correct.
And Jeremy gets to decide.
Brewster's
Ooh.
Millions is Richard Pryor and. Was Gene Wilder in that one, or is it just Richard Pryor?
I think I was just Richard Pryor.
Okay,
John
he and
Candy.
oh John, that's right, John Candy. He inherits a bunch of money, but he like to get more money, he's not allowed to spend any of it on himself. So like he has to like go and like spend millions and millions of dollars.
It's like 30 million in like 30 days or something.
Right, yeah.
That's cool.
What's like.
It's really funny. It's a good movie. I would recommend it.
All right. I'll vote for that.
Okay.
You swayed
I
me.
think that Psych episode also has Wade Boggs in it.
Oh.
Oh, Wade Boggs.
If that helps you at all, Jeremy.
He does have a great record for drinking beers.
It's Wade Boggs.
All right.
Hey,
So
Boss Hogs.
now we're at a very interesting
That's
matchup.
baseball.
We'll see how ironic your love of irony goes on. We've got the Bad News Bears versus the O-Town Zeros.
Awesome matchup. O-Town Zeros.
Ooh.
I'm you know, as much fun as the underdog is, I mean, I'm going Bad News Bears.
I'm sticking with the Cinderella story here. It's
Oh,
the
wow.
zeros. They have a
Okay.
great mascot too. It's like a shrimp.
I did not see that coming, but I guess I should.
I didn't see them getting out of the first round.
I guess I should have. All right then. Now we have the Springfield Isotopes versus the Hackensack Bulls of Brewster's Millions fame. I mean, I think we've made it pretty clear who I'm voting for. I'm going Springfield Isotopes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
isotopes.
All right. We have a matchup that no one saw coming, much like this year's Final Four, and this year's championship game with San Diego State versus UConn. We have the O-Town Zeros of Rocko's Modern Life versus the Springfield Isotopes from The Simpsons in the matchup of the finale. I believe Cinderella's run might have come to an end. I'm voting.
I can't remember much about the zero. Did they win their game? Were they a good team?
I don't think so.
Well, because I know the running joke with the Simpsons is the isotopes suck and they always lose.
I mean, there
So
has been a couple.
they lost this game too to the zero.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez, that sucks. Oh, Town Zeros. I'm still gonna vote for them anyways, even though I know it's futile.
Well, no, I think that means that O-Town just won.
Wait, you voted for O-Town?
Yep.
Oh,
Because the isotopes always lose.
I thought you said the O-Town
Wow.
lost. Okay, my mistake.
The running
I
joke with the
only.
Simpsons is how the isotopes suck
My
and they always
mistake.
lose.
Right
I only
on.
included them in the bracket just to like give Jeremy something to talk about. I did not see them coming out with the victory as the greatest fantasy fictional
Wow.
baseball team.
That's amazing.
I'd probably have to, if I went back and rewatched the episode because I haven't seen that episode in forever, I might change my mind. I have right to first refusal here.
I mean,
That's
the isotopes did win occasionally. I mean, I think there was that one, that whole when they were trying to be really bad and so they could move and become the Albuquerque something or other, which actually I think a real minor league team changed their name to. I think they had to start winning. Like, I think they did basically like a parody of Major League, if memory serves. But I mean, there's a lot of fictional baseball that I left off because they either didn't have a team name or it was just, you know. I mean, some of these were singular episodes, but and I was also trying
I think a lot of them were singular
to.
episodes.
Yeah. Like I probably could have left the Roswell Grays off and put on the team from Eastbound and Down, but honestly,
I think he switches teams.
I didn't
Doesn't
think
he?
that either of you had watched that show, so I left it off because I thought I only watched the first season, so
Is there four seasons
I
or
don't know.
five?
I need to go back and rewatch the first season and then, you know, give the rest of it because I do like Danny McBride, so
Yeah, I know at one point he winds up somewhere in Mexico.
yeah. He's
Yep,
got that.
I think I have all of them on DVD.
I know I have the first season on DVD. Because I picked it up at like the Black Friday sale for like $1, $3 or whatever it was.
Right.
I mean, Danny McBride's got that new show on the Righteous Gemstones with him and John Goodman and the one of the guys from Workaholics. that's really funny.
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine, yeah. Like that's actually that show changed my opinion because I had always been kind of annoyed by him with on the Righteous Gemstones. Well, it works
Is
for him because that's his character, but
it Levine or is that the guy from Maroon 5? Divine? Is it
I
Adam
don't
Divine? One's Levine and one's Divine. Jeremy, help me out here.
Adam Levine is Maroon 5, I
All right, so it's Adam Divine.
think.
Whatever. They're the same guy.
I don't know. I'm not really.
They both sang.
But they do.
Right, so what fantasy bay what fictional teams did I leave off, or what where would you like what pop culture baseball do you would was your goat? I know for me, I haven't done it yet, but I try to towards the beginning of every season watch Major League at least once.
Major leagues up there for me.
What about the Milwaukee Brewers from basketball? Mean, they're
Yeah.
not really baseball, but
Yeah, I just watched
Mr.
that movie.
3000.
Yeah.
I wanted us to do, I was going to try to get us to do an episode where we talked about Mr. 3000, but no streaming service had it, or like it was just a really obscure streaming service that I wasn't sure like we all had.
Right.
Like, you know, so I was like, yeah, I guess we can't. And I don't own it on DVD, so.
I don't either.
Oh, okay. Because, like, Major League, as much as I love that movie, it's been done to death. 80s Flick Flashback did it, and they probably did it better than we would do.
Wow, the confidence.
Look, he does so much more research than I do.
That's why ours is more natural feeling.
Right. But I mean, so many people have done an episode on Major League. I wanted to do one. I wanted to do, or when we do a movie, I want it to be on something that like not everybody does. So I figured Mr. 3000 would be a good one. I thought maybe Rookie of the Year. Same thing with like not doing Bad News Bears. I mean, you know, I feel like I've listened to more episodes about Bad News Bears than I've actually watched Bad News Bears, but
I don't know. Basketball would be a good one.
yeah, because that just went up on what, HBO Max? Because I know
I don't know.
I know in the last couple of months I rewatched it for the first time in a long time, and it was better than I remembered. But it's so weird. I mean, it's oh, I finally watched that episode of South Park you guys recommended where they were making fun of Harry and Meghan.
Oh, privacy.
Oh,
Privacy, buddy.
yeah. Respect our privacy. They're just running around hitting people with signs that yell and respect our privacy while definitely not trying to be private at all.
Yep.
All right,
Classic.
well, now it's time for our favorite part of the show,
Oh boy.
the segment that we all know is coming, but yet somehow are never prepared for.
No.
What have we watched this week?
Take it away, Justin.
Oh boy. Not a whole lot. Penn and Teller's bullshit a couple times. Started rewatching that. Don't know why. That's not relevant at all or recent. And then I Survived a Serial Killer. Was watching that documentary for a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. I have a really weird browser history on that TV.
I
And
mean,
then draft stuff. That's about it.
if you want to talk about not watching stuff recent, I've been binging out on the monsters still, so you
Nice.
know, watching 1960s black and white TV
I can watch
with
the
Fred.
college football highlights.
But I did today. I watched Murder Mystery 2, which
Okay.
not as good as the first one, but still enjoyable. And then I watched a movie called You People
You people.
with Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Is this fat Jonah Hill or skinny Jonah Hill?
Somewhere in between Jonah Hill.
All right. Medium-sized Jonah Hill.
He's got longer hair that's like bleach blonde, and he didn't cover up his tattoos. I don't know who told him that look worked because it doesn't. I don't know. The movie felt very cliched and very formulaic. I can't recommend it. I don't. It's one of those Netflix original movies. I was. It was a difficult watch.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I watched anything on Netflix.
Like there was a lot of it that I was like, man, this really feels like an ep of like a TV episode. Like they had like these weird interstitials where like they would cut from scene to scene, but like they would have like stuff that you would expect, like as you're going to commercial break or coming back from commercial break, like weird like 90s, like, you know, like sitcom stuff. And then like when I was reading about it, like the guy who created and directed or was behind Blackish, it was his first feature film directing job, and I was like, oh, that explains it. He is a TV guy directing a movie, and he used his TV skills to obviously not do a very good movie.
All right.
I don't know, it was just cliche and stereotypical, like, you know, I granted my dislike of Jonah Hill probably didn't help, but you know, I really was, you know, I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I like Eddie Murphy, and they didn't help.
Couldn't save it for you.
No, I mean, it just it was very cut by, you know, color by numbers. Like you really like, oh well, this is gonna happen. Yep. Oh well, now we're at this point of the movie where this is gonna happen. Yep. Okay. Like there was no trying to shake up the formula at all. It was very like, you know, like I said, paint by numbers, color by numbers, whatever you want to call it. All right, Jeremy, how about you? Did you watch anything this week?
I apparently just donate all my money to streaming services because I don't watch anything. But I watched that old, remember that series, I Love the 70s and 80s and 90s on VH1?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched some of those because they're on YouTube. So I rewatched some of those and I was like, oh, I remember that person and that person. Those like C-list comedians that they got to be on there. And then that was about it.
That's where I want our career to get to, where like we're the people they call to like have come in and do like the, do you remember when this happened in the 80s? Like,
That'd be
and
awesome.
people are like, who is this guy? Like, what? Where? How? Why are we listening to this guy? Like, that's what I want to be. Because it was the
And then
same.
it'll say like podcast personality by
Right.
your name.
Because I remember like it was the same group they brought in for the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Like, then occasionally there'd be a couple extra ones here or there, but it was a. And then they transitioned it to that show Best Week Ever. Yeah, well, it's same people, but you know, I look for it every so often and I keep not finding it. I wish they'd put it on a streaming service somewhere. Pop-up video. I loved pop-up video. I would watch music that I hated just to learn things. Oh, what's going on with this video? Cool.
That was
They need to
very
do more
cool.
things like that. Well, doesn't Practical Jokers kind of do something like that, like inside joke?
Yeah, I mean they definitely do the
Yeah,
ripoff.
those are like the ones I like, the inside joke, because I like the little facts.
Right. Especially if I've already seen the episode, so like, you know, I'm not losing the jokes by, you know, reading, you know.
But I've been having an issue. I don't know if it's a Hulu issue or a TV issue or what issue, where my video and sound don't sync up on my TV after a while.
Oof, that's
So you'll be
annoying.
watching, and all of a sudden the lips will move and they won't say anything. So I'm like, how do I fix this? I've never
How long
Googled it to actually look.
has it been since you've rebooted your router? Because that could be a buffering issue.
It's been a while, yeah. Because if I pause it and wait a while, it'll catch back up.
Yeah, so try that first. Or, you know, I know, you know, when we rebooted this, like I was having a lot of hard time with my internet. I finally went and got a new modem, and they're like, "You still have this?" Like, yeah, you gave it to me. Now, yeah, we changed that like years ago. Like, you didn't tell me.
Well, I have my own router and modem that I own, which are pretty old, so.
Might be time to talk to your internet provider and see if they'll give you a new one.
Oh, I don't even have one from them because I have my I own my own.
Oh, well, or it might be time to go buy a new one then.
Yeah, that might be more it because this is from the apartment days, so that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, I'd look into that.
All right.
Obviously, none of the three of us
Tech
watched it.
corner. Tech
I haven't
corner.
had a chance to. I wanted to this weekend, but I got busy doing some other stuff. Knock at the Cabin is on Peacock, that new M. Night Shyamalan movie with Batista.
Okay.
I've watched a little bit of The Servant this week. Speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong on Apple TV.
What a
It's
twist. Is
not bad.
okay.
Four
Is it
seasons.
got a super crazy twist, or is it
Of
pretty just
course. What a
no?
twist.
What a twist.
Yes. Anyway, go back on with the story.
No, I was just saying like that.
That's.
Like I know that's a kind, that's the kind of movie that I think the three of us would watch. Knock at the Cabin, you
What
know.
about, is there that new one, Blackened? The horror film? Comedy horror film? No? All
I
right.
don't know
I
what
think
you're
that's what it's
talking
called.
about.
I think I saw the trailer when I saw John Wick 4. That's something I've
Nice.
seen.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that's it. I should send you guys the trailer because this is my fault.
Yeah, see, there you go. You're always
Next
blaming me.
week, we will discuss said trailer.
Perfect.
Okay, all right. Oh,
Teaser.
actually, next week we'll be taking the week off.
Oh, yeah.
It is Easter. So we will be spending the time with our family, which, quite honestly, it probably by the time that we would normally be recording, I will be just like, please let me go hang out with my two friends. Let me get away from all of this. But
Right.
no, it's just I'm not gonna try to get you two to record on a holiday. It's
I'm gonna
not
be
gonna.
an OD on ham, so
Yeah.
I'll be gone.
The ham is already in our fridge. It's quite large. It's ready. My dad will be in town, so that will be, you know, so it'll be a good time. But yeah, we're gonna take next week off, and then before, yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, follow us on the socials. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. You can hit us up on Twitter if you want. Just don't expect a good response there.
Yes.
We have an email, popcultureroulette@gmail.com that I don't check very often, Jeremy.
If a new message comes, I get notifications,
Okay,
so
all
I'll
right.
check it.
Yeah. So at least one of us might check it. Facebook is probably your best option. We've moved over to Anchor, so hopefully you haven't had any problems there. The RSS feed seems to have taken care of itself, so you shouldn't have lost any whoever provides your podcast for you. So good there. Make sure you check us out. Check us out over at Media Pod Smash. Follow us over there as well.
Oh yeah, check out my interview at the on the Blue Collar Leadership podcast. I didn't mention that the last couple of weeks. I did an episode of that.
Throw Jeremy some money at the Buy Me a Coffee for Media Pod Smash because it helps us as well. All right. If you tried to sue Gwyneth Paltrow for a lot of money, but you yourself are the one that actually caused the accident, just remember, stupid never walks alone.
You are a dollar.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.